Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Friday, Saturday, the 5th of November, 2011. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. And as I stand here, wiping Henry's bottom, a very full and smelly nappy being sorted out, I'm reflecting upon things that Nick Holloway Vox has said about bucket lists and a different approach to all that, and Ruth has chimed in with a lot of things I was thinking about myself about bucket lists. The sentiment of, you know, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return. Definitely something that sprang to mind, and I got the same sense from Nick about the things that he seeks in life and his ambitions in life. Well, I think it's a very broad goal, and I suppose the problem with a bucket list, or the idea behind a bucket list, is it's something you can sort of tick off. It's something you can tick off as you go along, as you achieve things. But sort of to love and be loved in return is an ongoing way of being, isn't it? But I was also thinking about to-do lists. So, you know, I'm now quite a big fan of the OmniFocus to-do app. For getting stuff done. And whether they should be... What do you think, Henry? You think it's good to pull your socks off while I'm making your bottom clean? Alright, I'm going to wash my hands, ladies and gentlemen. Whether there should be a to-be app where you set yourself a task each day. I'm going to be nice to someone who's nasty to me, or I'm going to be smiling at people, or... I don't know, maybe set yourself individual goals on a daily basis or on a monthly basis to be something that you wouldn't normally be. And then you can tick it off on the list. I don't know, is that an idea? Maybe it isn't. What do you think, Henry? You think toes are good things to tickle with? Yes, those are your toes. Why have you taken your socks off? It wasn't necessary. I'm cleaning your bottom. Yeah. But yes, it's funny, isn't it, how, you know, the love one shows for one's children. By cleaning their bottoms and all that kind of thing. And then the love they show you back. With giggles and smiles and kisses. Yeah, that's right. Isn't it, Henry? Yeah. Sorry, this is not very good. Interesting to listen to, is it? I'll let you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. I was really touched by Nissapod's words of encouragement to Yana. It's really, really tough, isn't it, having the use of one hand. I'm trying to help out Yana, but it's quite interesting that she's getting more help from Siri than she is from her husband. Yes, Henry. That's right. Although Siri can't give her a lift. That's right, Henry. What have you got to say? Have you got anything to say to the audio big people? What have you got to say? It's all very quiet now. You just want to press the button, don't you? Just stop it. Yeah? You want to see if there's an aeroplane outside? Okay, right, press the button then. Press that button there. Go on, press the button. home button. The big pause button there. You're not saying very much, Henry. Say bye-bye. No? Say poo. He's not really a big talker, Henry. Toodle-boo.